Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for, is this Bobby?
Yes.
Oh, hi Bobby, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, Bobby, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. I went to school for computers for years. So
okay.
Here's the nitty. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. How much?
Okay, yes, I can pull that up. So there's different places, right? I'm sure you're familiar. On the very top, there's the ads, right, the sponsored. That's not what I'm calling about. It's right below the ads is the map of the local listings. You've seen that?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. When you go to look for something, there's a map that's underneath. It shows you all of the widgets and all the people in that location that they're at.
Well, for your industry, it wouldn't show the actual location only because, well, for you, you probably go to them, right? They don't come
right
to your shop.
Correct.
Okay, so, yeah, it'll just show the service area, and so that's where we would list you. And the difference between the ads, like those ads, you have to pay per click, and you can buy those at any time. Those rotate. Sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not. They look like an ad. But below that is that map listing you were talking about. With that, you don't have to pay per click or per call or per lead. It's just one flat monthly fee, and you're always there. Every single time that search is performed, you won't rotate. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that first page position become available in your geographic area for the category. So we're assigned to the area. The rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with just one business per category per area. So that's why we're calling out today. And for the pricing, I hear that you're asking for that, and I'm going to get that for you now. PBD is home base, but how far do you travel for the work?
About 10-mile radius.
10 miles, okay. In any direction, you're pretty open?
Yeah, well, I try to stay away from, I don't go into Boston, I don't go into Everett, I don't go into Somerville. So wherever the radius is, the farthest I'll go is like Revere, and then I'll go up to Gloucester, because where I am in Peabody, and then on like the last job I had, that was like a long job. I was traveling to Littleton, Massachusetts. It was 50 miles one way and 50 miles home every day.
Oh, yeah, that's
and that was just. Oh, it was an hour and a half in the morning and 2.5 hours on the way home every day. And
miserable.
I worked at that customer's job for 1 year. I was at his house.
Oh, every day for a year, that drive.
I wanted to kill myself. I was like, I got to stop being local.
Yeah, some people can hang on the road. Some people can't. I am not one of those people, so I get that.
You got to remember, I'm in a truck. I got a pickup truck. So my pickup, I have it takes gas. It's not electric. So every single day, it was $62 in gas every day.
Oh my gosh!
Every day.
It must have been a good job though for you to keep going. You know, to accept it and.
Yeah, well, we were doing a lot of structural work there, replacing beams in the basement and jacking up a $3 million home because the builder screwed up. So we were there for quite a while. But now we finished that job the first week of February, and I haven't had any work since the first week of February.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be right then. So how long have you been in business in the area?
Well, here's the thing. I put my thing on Google about 2 weeks ago, and Angie's List called me up first. And I was like, you know, let me try this, and I know you need money to make money sometimes. But they charge you a yearly fee, and they're, you know, they're pretty smart people. They have 250,000 contractors that are underneath them. And what happens is they have these leads that they send out because people fill out the ad online, But the leads are not pro bono. When they send you this lead, and say the lead is $65, they send that same lead not just to you, but all of the local carpenters in the whole area. So you're competing against all of these other local carpenters, and we're all paying $65 each for the same lead.
Three or four, all of you, okay, for the same lead, and so not everybody.
Lead.
Maybe somebody will get it,
and maybe you won't. So
maybe
then somebody might underbid it. Somebody might get it. Whatever. So you know, they didn't tell me this after I paid my $300 fee for the year. So I was like, really? It's not just for me. I'm paying $65 for something that goes out, and I have to compete against somebody else. So I was really frustrated. And then I started out last week on Wednesday, and all of these leads they're sending me are just crap. And the leads that they're sending me, I mean, people put the stuff in, but it's not for the work that I do. So I'm a general contractor. I have an HIC license. And they're sending me stuff for people who do rugs. I don't do rugs. I'm a general contractor. And then they sent me something else for another guy that was for cement and concrete and steel railings. I'm like, you need a railing guy that builds railings to do that. I don't make railings. So, and they charge you this stuff. And now I'm like, listen, you're going to refund my money. And I've been arguing with them since Wednesday last week. They just sent me two more today. And one of the guys, I'm like, I don't even do any of this work. So I'm already getting frustrated. I'm spending money and not making any. That's what frustrates me.
I understand. Yes, I've heard that before. You're not the first person to say that. So I understand what you mean. 65 is high, though. I didn't know that they were that high.
They go anywhere between – so they sent me one for a – this guy needed some tile grout around his tile drain in the shower. That's probably like for me to go there and grout that out and do it, I'd probably charge the guy like $75-$80, right? And then he just paid for the materials. But they charge you $35 for that.
So how much
money am I making? And then I'm going to pay for gas to get there, you know? So what am I making at the end of the day? If I overcharge the guy, am I going to get the job? No.
Right, no. He'll call somebody else. Other contractors maybe call
you. Their fees go anywhere between, and I've seen them, their fees go anywhere between $15 and up to like $450, $500. Say if somebody wants to build a deck, they charge you $450 for a fee to build a deck if you get the job.
Wow. Okay. You're going to like this a lot better. So for this, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts. And sometimes what they'll let me do is if you've used a service like that, sometimes they'll let me reduce the rate to make it easier to try this alongside it. Let me ask really quickly here and see if they'd allow me to extend that offer to you. Give me one moment. How long have you been in business overall?
39 years, and I'm a veteran 16 years. I just retired from the military.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, thanks for telling me that. Google loves the veterans, so they have a special rate for our veterans. Let me grab that. That'll be better for you. Hang on just a moment here. I just need to grab the approval for it. Hang on. Okay, so Laura is my director for that area. She's coming over to apply that rate for me. Hang on here.
Hi, thank you.